Part 3.
Listen to the person talking and complete the information on the notepad. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words. You will hear the person twice. At the end, you will have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. You have 1 minute to look at the notepad. The first one is an example.
Good morning, team. I'm going to go over the schedule for today's football clinic. First, we're all going to go for a slow 3-mile run to warm up. Then we're going to split into 3 groups, which will each work on a different skill. We'll switch groups every 30 minutes. Group A will work on defence, both jockeying and tackles. Remember, you don't always need to tackle an opponent to slow their progress. Jockeying denies your opponent time and space, and it's a good tactic to allow your teammates to get back in position. Though, of course, you also need to be able to tackle. If your team is not in possession of the ball, it's obviously crucial to get it back. There are many different ways to achieve this, but the block tackle is the best and most common method. When properly timed, the sliding tackle is a very effective skill, and it also looks good. But remember, this is a last-ditch tackle. The problem is that it leaves the defender lying on the ground, and so temporarily out of the game. And if you get the timing wrong, you'll give away a foul. Group B will work on passing. Passing quickly gets the ball upfield and reduces the risks of giving away possession. The inside of the foot provides the greatest accuracy for passing, but it is difficult to generate power, and it is also easy for an opponent to see where you are intending to pass the ball. For those reasons, it is best to use this skill just for short passes. We will focus on other options today for long passes. Group C will work on ball control. You always hear how important getting the ball under control is, so alongside passing, this is an area that will hugely improve your game if you can get it right. The basics of control are the same whether you are controlling the ball with your feet, thigh, chest, or head. We'll cover all the basics. After this, we'll stop for lunch. A lunch in the cafeteria costs £4, or you can go to any of the restaurants around the corner. Your lunch break will be for an hour and a half, so please keep track of the time and be back at 1:30 promptly. After lunch, there's an optional film called Football Stars. It lasts 15 minutes and will be shown in the gymnasium. It's an inspiring film and quite enjoyable, so I'd encourage all of you to see it. But if you don't choose to go, please do some ball skills practice out front. After this, we will have a video training for the rest of the afternoon. The clinic ends at 5 p.m. Now, let's go have some fun. Good morning, team. I'm going to go over the schedule for today's football clinic. First, we're all going to go for a slow 3-mile run to warm up. Then we're going to split into 3 groups, which will each work on a different skill. We'll switch groups every 30 minutes. Group A will work on defence, both jockeying and tackles. Remember, you don't always need to tackle an opponent to slow their progress. Jockeying denies your opponent time and space, and it's a good tactic to allow your teammates to get back in position. Though, of course, You also need to be able to tackle. If your team is not in possession of the ball, it's obviously crucial to get it back. There are many different ways to achieve this, but the block tackle is the best and most common method. When properly timed, the sliding tackle is a very effective skill, and it also looks good. But remember, this is a last-ditch tackle. The problem is that it leaves the defender lying on the ground, and so temporarily out of the game. And if you get the timing wrong, you'll give away a foul. Group B will work on passing. Passing quickly gets the ball upfield and reduces the risks of giving away possession. The inside of the foot provides the greatest accuracy for passing, but it is difficult to generate power, and it is also easy for an opponent to see where you are intending to pass the ball. For those reasons, it is best to use this skill just for short passes. We will focus on other options today for long passes. Group C will work on ball control. You always hear how important getting the ball under control is, so alongside passing, this is an area that will hugely improve your game if you can get it right. The basics of control are the same whether you are controlling the ball with your feet, thigh, chest or head. We'll cover all the basics. After this, we'll stop for lunch. A lunch in the cafeteria costs £4, or you can go to any of the restaurants around the corner. Your lunch break will be for an hour and a half, so please keep track of the time and be back at 1:30 promptly. After lunch, there's an optional film called Football Stars. It lasts 15 minutes and will be shown in the gymnasium. It's an inspiring film and quite enjoyable, so I'd encourage all of you to see it. But if you don't choose to go, please do some ball skills practice out front. After this, we will have a video training for the rest of the afternoon. The clinic ends at 5 p.m. Now, let's go have some fun.
You will now have 2 minutes to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.